Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. I had a bit of an anomaly hit my driveway the other day. It wasn't the looks. The looks were kind of conventional, beautiful, sleek charcoal car with an Audi logo on the front of it. And everything seemed normal until you got around the back and it was a sedan. A sedan in this day and age. Who would have thunk it? Not only that, a sedan with cloth seats. And it really was a oddity in this day and age. Nobody seems to be going there. Everything's got to be SUV this or SUV that or even a hatchback. And cloth is very last year. Leather came and went. And you don't really get leather when you buy leather anymore. You get some kind of artificial leather. And I think Audi has gone full circle and ended up with cloth. And it was durable cloth. It was lovely cloth. It wasn't the kind of cloth that was going to either wear in a rush or show stains or marks. And I could live with that cloth as much as I could live with cloth pretending to be leather. And it is luxurious. The inside of the Audi is, as you expect, beautifully designed. Everything works, sleek, upmarket executive. You feel like a hero. Driving along, the car also is a little odd because I, about 100 kilometers in, called Audi and said, there's a problem with your car. I don't think the fuel gauge works. And I got laughed at because this thing with a 50-liter tank and a fuel consumption of 5.8 liters per 100 kilometers claimed. I did do a little bit more with my heavy-footed testing, of course, but this Tiptronic S line, and this was the 35 TFSI, it really was sipping on fuel, a range of about 860 kilometers on a fuel full tank if you are going to do the economy run. In my testing, in the high 700s, but either way, the gauge didn't seem to be moving, and my range didn't seem to be dropping down. It seemed unrealistic. But this is what you get when you have a very unusual car. It's actually, although it's an A3 and it's a sedan, it's the size of yesteryear's midsize car. It's a 1.4 liter turbocharged four-cylinder. Now, this puts out 110 kilowatts, and a few years ago, we would have thought this wasn't enough for an executive sedan, but the reality is it does 0 to 100 in about 8.2 seconds, which is plenty quick enough for most of us, but with that fuel consumption, it starts getting really, really, really interesting. The car looks the part. It does the part. It's lovely to live with. The suspension is sublime. The interior, as I said, is stunning. The exterior is equally stunning. The car just does about everything you want. How much does it cost, you say? 823,200 Rand as tested. And that even comes with speakers for the first time from a company called Sonos, which many of you know about and I've reviewed in the past, but it's the first I've had Sonos in a vehicle. And where does that leave the Audi A3 sedan 35 TFSI 110 kilowatt Tiptronic S line? It leaves me happy to recommend it, to have it in your driveway, as happy as I was to have it in mine. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have any questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi if you want on the most of the social media channels. And of course, find the podcast at fmr.co.za. And yes, sedans are great.